So in the morning, I'm going to Subway, and I know it's there. I know it has a door and a window and some bread and some tomatoes and some onions. I know that they have my sandwich there. I know it's there because I've been there before, but I know it's there in my mind's eye. I know it's there. So I'm going to get in my car and I'm going to go to Subway. But actually, it's just in my mind's eye. I know it's there, but until I actually walk in the door, I look at all the paintings on the wall, and I touch the door, I touch the counter, I grab the food, and I actually bite on the food. I taste the food, I see the food, I smell the food, I actually touch it, you know. There's a difference between knowing that the Subway store is there and actually going in and experiencing it and knowing it's there. In other words, if I fell in love with a Russian woman, right, and we were just communicating back and forth with email or whatever, phone or whatever, and she told me how she could cook and she could clean and how she was a helpmeet suitable and how she was, you know, all these different attributes that she has, you know. She could paint, she could sew, she could do stuff that she could do, and she'd take a picture and send a picture of her face and her countenance and her hair and all that stuff. I would know that that's her. I would know that. But until I saw her face to face, it's a different kind of knowing. You know it, but until you actually experience it, it's a different kind of knowing. You really know it then. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm having a conversation with somebody. Because there's verses in the Bible that says, we know all things. We have the mind of Christ. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. That means He's given us everything we need to know. We have the mind of Christ. We have an unction from the Holy One. And we know all things. We need not for any man to teach us, because we have the Spirit of truth, and we know all things because of the Holy Spirit in us. And the Holy Spirit in us is God. Christ in you, the hope of glory, hid in Christ in God. Christ is in you. You're in Christ. Christ is in God. We have God in us. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. Sons of God, the daughters of God out there, the sons of God, you have God in you. And if God is in you, you know all things. Now, it takes a while to go to walk the path. So everybody's walking the path, right? We know Jesus went to the cross. We know he has the nail prints in his hand. We know that he's full of grace and truth. We know these things. But until we actually get our new body and see it face to face, see him, it, that eternal life, that, it, he, him, that, and when we see that eternal life, we already know it now by faith. We believe it. We know it. The Word says it. We know all things. But when we see him face to face, that's a new kind of knowing. It just it will reinforce what we already knew. When you see your best friend walking down the highway and you're driving down the highway, you say, hey, is it my best friend? You pull over because his car is burning. You see his car and you see him walking. You pass him, so you pull over to help him. He starts walking towards you. You already know it's him, but because you're going to help him go get some gas or whatever the problem is. You know it's him. You see his car. You know it's him. He's walking towards you. You can't see his face. You just see a blur. And as he approaches, yeah, you know it's your best friend. But then as he gets closer, you can see him face to face. You know that you know that you know. You already knew, but you really know once that. And then you get in the car together and laugh, talk, whatever, go get the gas or fix the car, and he goes down the road. You knew it was your friend before you even saw him. And so the word knowing in and of itself has a two-part to it. You know it. You're waiting for it to appear. But when you see it, you really know it. And the seeing it just tells you that what you knew already was real. It actually appears and it becomes a deeper knowing because you actually experience it. You see it face to face. So I'm throwing that out there to help some people. Because to reconcile, see, the Bible never contradicts itself. And so if the Bible says, you know all things, and then there's a verse that says, you know in part, and there's other verses that says you have the mind of Christ. Well, how can you know all things, but you only know in part? Because you have to go to the Greek, you have to go to the Word, you have to go to the context, you have to look at the who wrote it, who it was written to, when it was written, why it was written, and then you take and you break it into deeper parts, and you say, oh, we know the truth, but when we see the truth, which is Jesus, we will really know the truth. The truth that we already know will be proven when we see Jesus face to face, because he is the truth. And all the truth that you know down here is just it's a dim, I can look at the cars, the trees, the road, everything, and it points to Jesus, but it's still a dimly, it's kind of obscure. But I know it's the truth. I see it, right? I'm touching this onion, and this onion has spiritual truth in it. But this onion points to Jesus, the bread of life. And so I can see it in 3D, but when I see it in 5D, it just is a culmination of that knowing. Right now, I see it dimly through these objects, but I know it's the truth. I don't have to see Jesus to know that Jesus is the truth. I know it is. I believe it is. But when I see him, all the distance will be gone. All the fog will be gone. It will already know it, but I will have a face-to-face interaction. I won't need to see the object lessons. I won't need to see that the tree is tree, true, faithful faith. I won't need to see it because I'll see the source of it. We know now in part, in obscurity, but we know the whole truth. We know about the cross. We know about the resurrection. We know we have all things that we need down here. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So what I'm looking at out here, I see the sacrificial redemptive system that I'm living in 3D. But then when I see Jesus face to face, I will actually see the real sacrificial redemptive system because he is the sacrifice. I know it's real, but I don't see him face to face yet, but I see him in my mind's eye. But once I get my new body, then it's a really perfect knowing. And that which is perfect, if you read 1 Corinthians 13, it talks about when that which is perfect comes. So everything in front of you is a derivative from the Logos. All objects are object lessons. And so I see him in all things. I see him in other people, because every person is per the Son. I see him in the etymology. I see him in the shapes, symbols, colors. I see Jesus in all things. But I don't see him yet face to face. So that's where it still has some obscurity there. But I know it's the truth. I know all things. You know all things. If you're saved, you know the truth. You have the truth. You need not that another person teach you. The Bible says you have an unction from the Holy One. You don't need anybody else to teach you. You already know all things. It's clear. It's clear. But Jesus has not appeared or come back yet the second time, or you haven't been raptured yet. And so, absent from the body, present with the Lord. When you see him face to face, you'll know him, which you already know him, but you just haven't seen him face to face yet. So it's a progression. It's a culmination. It's a a culmination of the revelation. You already have the revelation. You already know it. It just hasn't culminated to his appearing yet. And that's why he says to always be ready. Ready for his appearing. Don't let the world, the flesh, and the pride of life pull you back out of that awareness or that looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our salvation. I'm trying to think of another example, but I really can't right now. I mean, I've mentioned it before about the hologram. It's all a wave function. And whatever you do to collapse the wave function will eventually appear, but it takes some cycles for it to happen. In other words, I know how much money's in my bank right now, but if I want to go get the money out, I have to actually go over there and do it and grab it and touch it. I already know it's there, but until I actually put it in my hands, that's a different kind of knowing. When I see it, I'll know it, but I already know it without seeing it. Hope that makes sense for somebody.